Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, this is Sick Puppy.
And this is Java Head.
Who the fuck is Java Head?
Go fuck yourself.
Java Head is Father Spoon's temporary replacement.
I'm here to drink your beer, bitch.
Yeah, fucking he showed up because it was free booze.
I like free booze. Who
doesn't
like free
booze?
Shit. Where's this, one of the strippers showing up?
Dude, they all know.
Wait.
Oh, that's a dude. I ain't doing that, brother. Who is that dude, by the way? Introduce yourself, brother.
Beer Jedi.
The right. Beer Jedi.
Partners.
This is my life partner. That's how we roll.
That's a whole other podcast.
Hello, man.
Hey, we're straight into the point.
He's a funny guy.
Fucking A. I think he's the only one that's sober right now.
I think you're right.
We're doing this podcast off the cuff. Father Spoon is not with us this evening, so we have Java Head as his replacement. And the Beer Jedi.
Two for the price of one.
So what the fuck are we starting with there, Java Head?
Well, we have some Butt Monkey Chimp Chiller Ale. And this is definitely...
It's a local PA beer from Wilkes-Barre, PA, or Bear, whatever the fuck how you pronounce that.
It's definitely born of irreverence for your enjoyment.
Brewed and bottled by the Golden Beverage Company of Wilkes-Barre, PA, Chimp Chiller Ale. It's a 12-ounce bottle. You got Butt Monkey right on the label. It's a fine ale brewed to perfection for the most discriminating taste. So let's crack these open, guys.
All right, let's give it a whirl.
What are you drinking out of there, Java Head?
I am drinking out of my complimentary SIDT mug.
And what I find interesting about these bottles, did I say that right? Yeah, we're drunk. I don't care. There's like weird stuff written on the underside of the caps of these bottles.
It's very entertaining.
We had a couple of these earlier, me and Java Head, and we couldn't figure out the last part of it. So if you guys can elaborate...
Let's see, mine says May. I don't know what the hell that is.
Mine says Jinx, buy me a beer. The ones we had earlier had these little cryptographic damn like picture things on them. Can you be something? Couldn't figure out the rest of that one. And we have not for all the tea in China. I got that one.
Mine says, make abacate.
What's an abacate?
I think it means drink more. I really don't know. If we hadn't...
But you, Bear Jedi, what the hell's yours say?
Something, strike? Well, mountain, the car's sunshine. Strike? Well, mountain, the car's sunshine.
We'll post these later for your viewing enjoyment, because we can't figure them out. We've been drinking. But anyway, let's try the Butt Monkey. Butt Monkey. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. What do you think there, Beer Jedi?
Nothing special.
It's delicious.
You liking it?
I like it. It's pretty good. It's free beer.
Nice.
Spoken like a true poor bastard like me.
Not a craft beer yuppie, are you, Beer Jedi?
No.
That's good. We like to have that opinion on the show because we normally don't. We got the, you know, beer snobbishness on this show, or wannabe beer snobbishness anyway.
Yeah, this definitely tastes like the last time. It's very light, very Budweiser-ish.
Yeah, it's a very average domestic style beer. Yeah.
Take it to a party and get your friends smashed.
I mean, yeah, if anything, I would probably buy this again just to be a dick. You know, everybody comes to the party with their Miller or their Bud or, what do you got? I got Bud Monkey.
I think that's the allure.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the marketing, don't you think?
The chimp face makes it. You know that chimp.
Yeah, I'll post pictures of this on the website later.
That chimp's pulling on his hog. You know it.
Wow. flinging his poo.
Yeah, definitely.
On that note, check out monkeyflingspoo.com. Good friends of ours in the podcast world. It has nothing to do with this beer, but the guys from the Wrestling Mayhem show. Hilarious shit.
You know, with all the marketing, with the bottle caps and the labels, I'm surprised there's no website on this bottle.
Yeah, just Google butt monkey. I'm sure you'll find it. You're either going to get a porn site about monkeys or their site.
It says copyright 2004 Primate Partners LLC.
Yeah, get off your butt and grab a monkey. That's what it says. Born of irreverence for your enjoyment. We know it's a chimp. Just drink the damn beer. All in all, I think this is an average beer. It's
not bad. I would drink it again. Anyway.
It's a local PA beer, which kind of disappoints me because it's kind of crap. I mean, I like it, but God damn it, I'll chug it.
Okay.
Cheers, guys. Let's just down this crap. Get to the next kick-ass beer.
Oh, yeah.
Again, that's an average ale. Nothing special about that bad boy. Makes you burp.
I say you keep the last one for giggles.
Yeah, I'll keep that as a...
Give that to Father Spoon.
I'll have that for breakfast.
Wash down your egg McMuffin.
No doubt. So, Javahead, tell everybody a little bit about yourself since you're the new guy here, and I'll get the next beer.
I'm definitely not a beer aficionado. I'm definitely a dork, a nerd.
Amen to that.
And I am Beer Jedi's sexy secret lover. Don't tell his wife. I'm really curious to see what this next... Ooh, what's this?
Ooh la la.
Ah, yes. The magic hat. That's all you really need to know about me. I think Beer Jedi should tell us a little bit about himself.
Not much to say. Not much to say. I do mental health work with crazy kids, and I can relate to them pretty well.
I'm pretty mentally fucked up.
Does this Jimi Hendrix looking label do anything for you?
Yeah, you know, Magic Hat, yeah. You know, they have a reputation for being the trippy, hippie style of beer. And this is the HIPA. I have no idea what the H stands for, but this is from the Magic Hat Brewing Company out of South Burlington, Vermont. And it's a 3/4 pint of India Pale Ale. And if you want to check them out, check out the artwork and everything from the bottles. This is their seasonal IPA. It's www.magichat.net. And I know Father Spoon earlier... We went to lunch at a local six-pack shop, you know, which is great because, you know, you're having a beer at lunch. And he had a mystery beer from the Magic Hat. They don't tell you what the hell the style of beer is. You have to figure it out on your own and, you know, take a guess. So, you know, check out the website for more details on that. Is there shit under the cap for these, too?
Yeah, there is. Yours says, love is blind to your behind.
Wow.
Mine
That's
says,
so true.
Mine says,
exit only.
Mine says, honk if you like peace and quiet.
What the fuck?
Beer Jedi says, can you hear it?
Oh, that's just...
I don't know what the hell that means.
That's just hippie talk.
It has you really big, yeah. Because everybody else can obviously hear it, except...
I'm going to pour mine, man. We'll check this out. Good shot. Hey, Beer Jedi, do you want a fancy yuppie beer glass, or are you cool with a bottle?
Have you another?
Oh, I have many.
Where would I find these?
I'll get it right for you. Just stay seated, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this beer definitely has the standard IPA, IPA.
IPA? Hoppy. What's an IPA?
I'm a little loaded. It has an IPA. Yeah,
we're a lot loaded.
Hoppy smell. It's definitely very hoppy.
It's very carbonated. Look at the bubbles in that, man.
You definitely
well, you can't tell your bubbles because you're drinking out of the fine SIDT ceramic glass.
Quite tasty.
I can hear it. Hear it?
No. Yes. Yes, I hear it.
There you go.
It's a very trippy looking label, like we said. You can check them out at magichat.net. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm about to take a sip out of my SIDT mug.
Thanks for pimping, Java Head.
Just let's have a
good order one today.
Order one today. Order two.
www.shouldidrinkthat.com. Shop. What do you think?
Definitely a standard IPA. Hoppy.
No, I think
smooth.
It's a little more than a standard IPA. There's a little more hops in there than a normal IPA, but. I like it. It's good.
It's definitely good. It's, what do you think, Beer Jedi?
Hoppy, like they said, reminds me of Triple X almost.
Ooh, a little Molson Triple X.
Oh, see, so you're killing the craft beer boys right there. Damn it, that's a swear word.
Hold your breath, guys.
Yeah, as far as the hops, I have no idea what style of hops they use. Again, magichat.net. Didn't do much research on this beer. Just, you know, I spent all day at the local six-pack shop, all day, and a shitload of money. And I figured I'd pick this up for the tonight's review with Java Head and the Beer Jedi.
It's definitely good.
It's a very enjoyable IPA.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's not.
It's got the right amount of hops to it.
There's not too much one way or the other.
Right, you know, exactly.
Very balanced.
A little bit of malt hint to it, but. Mm-hmm. Mostly hops. I mean, I was actually surprised. I thought this would suck. It's a good beer.
I've had some IPAs that were too strong. You know what I mean?
You're talking like Dogfish Head. You don't like that? They're to the extreme. So
yeah, the Dogfish Head, it's good, but it's very
you can't
strong.
Compare it to this.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're a hop fan, Dogfish is the way to go. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, hey, I'd recommend the Magic Hat.
Yeah, maybe this is a good.
It's a good starter for the hops IPA. Yeah. It's very good. So we're gonna finish these beers and we'll be right back with the next fine crafted brew.
You could do better than that.
And we're back. How you doing, Java Head?
Just mighty fine.
You shit faced, aren't you?
Yeah.
How you doing, Beer Jedi?
Magically delicious.
Magically delicious. Up next, we have the Brother David's Triple Abbey Style Ales from the Anderson Valley Brewing Company out of Boonville, California. Boonville, California? Boon. It's like a redneck name for a California town. Boonville. What the fuck?
They're laid back and they're wearing overalls.
And this is a triple, so this is an Abbey style ale, and I expect good things from this. It's 10%. Let me crack this open if I can, because I'm like drunk. I'll get the other side.
Nice.
All right, I'd be pouring.
Ooh, the color is very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
I forget there's three of us here, and I have to share.
Share the wealth, bitch. It's actually...
it comes in a 22-ounce bottle.
It's a rather dark beer.
Amber color.
Yes, it's dark amber. It's not...
it's a Belgian triple. So, you know, for all you beer snobs out there, you already know what that is. It's pretty average. This is, again, the Brother David's Triple Abbey Style Ale from the Anderson Valley Brewing Company out of Boonville, California. This comes in at 10%.
Well, it's a mild-smelling beer.
It's got a dark caramel color to it. Not much head. Do you guys get much head in yours?
Not too much.
I'd like more head.
Please. Yeah, don't we all? Look at the beer jet. I got about like one finger head out of his pour. I got nothing out of mine.
Shake it a little bit.
She might bite.
Yum.
Somebody's phone just went off.
Sorry about that.
Wasn't mine. I have no friends.
We're trying to have a professional recording here.
Who is that?
My apologies. One of my hoes is blowing up my text.
Tell that fat bearded bitch to get over here.
Well, maybe.
Tell your mom you'll clean up.
Call her. We'll call her while we're on the air.
No, no, we won't.
Oh, I think
Java Head's embarrassed.
We're not playing.
May I see your phone?
What I'm going to do is put my phone in my ass. We're not going to call anyone.
Hey,
oh, go ahead and call me.
Dude, that reminds me.
I like
vibrates. Hey, Java Head. Last time I was at a strip joint, it was like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago?
Yesterday.
Me and my buddy, we went down to 9th Street in Pittsburgh, which is now
Blush.
Blush, yes.
Blush is now fully nude.
Dude, Summer Lay was there. And, you know, she was begging for chicks to get up on their chicks? Dudes to get up on stage. Nobody went. But who volunteered because nobody went? I felt sorry for the bitch. You did. So who went? Sick Puppy did, right? So the bitch gets me like on my hands and knees. She's sitting on my back. She grabs my wallet. Throws $10 out of my wallet onto the stage. And you know, so I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's my strip money. I don't care. I was going to spend it anyway. But you know what she did? Did it freak me out?
She stuck her finger in your pooper.
No, she reached in my front pocket, pulled out my cell phone, and called the last number dialed.
No.
Are you kidding?
And I was thinking, did I call my mom?
Are you
Fuck.
You're kidding.
No, I'm dead serious.
And what did she do?
She called a guy I work with, thank God.
And what did she do?
She was like,
hey, I'm a
stripper. Hey, exactly.
I'm fucking naked. Where are you at?
Hey, your boy's here, blah, blah, blah.
What if it was your wife?
Exactly.
Would you have choked the bitch out right there? I would have choked the bitch
out. Well, you know, before that, you know, some dude was taking, like, camera phone pictures.
Did they?
Which is not allowed in Pennsylvania, at least. So she, like, hunted the dude down, grabbed his fucking phone, picked it up, and said, last number dialed. Hey! Yeah, your husband's at a strip joint, blah, blah, blah.
You know,
that's wrong, but goddamn it, it wasn't my wife, so it was funny as hell.
I actually was recently reading the photographer's laws. I really was. I'm not making this up. And
you're talking about the PA thing about the strip joints not allowing camera phones?
Yeah, they can't tell you. You can't take photos in the strip joint.
Yeah, but if you don't get let in, there's no vagina or boobage.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are only certain.
I'm gonna have to go home and jack off like I did normally with the internet.
They a lot of people when you take photos, they have this sort of. They try and use this power over you, like you can't take photos here.
Oh,
like,
but yes, I can.
There are only certain places you can't take photos of, and a strip club is not one of them. You can take photos.
We'll elaborate on that later. How's your beer?
Oh yeah,
it tastes like
beer.
Beer.
Really? You guys don't have any? I mean, this is a triple Abbey style. It's a typical Belgian ale, but it's a triple. Which all that means is pretty much it's high alcohol. Cheers, you fucks.
That is a very interesting beer.
You like it?
I don't.
We are here to talk about the beer, so.
I don't think I've ever tasted a beer like this.
It is different. It's
got a malty, hoppy smell to it.
What do you think that is, Beer Jet? I can't quite place it.
Beer.
It's almost like
Beer Jedi is a football beer.
It's like a caramely.
It is.
It's got a little caramel taste to it. A little malty, hint of malt, but a lot of hops. I would say. You know, for
is
the
that what that is?
Brother
malt?
David triple. Yeah, there's a little hint of malt.
That's the malt.
That's the heavier taste to it.
Okay.
Yeah. The aftertaste, I think, is a little sweet.
Yeah. That's what I'm really getting that I'm not familiar with.
Me neither, but it's sweet.
That's actually, all in all, that's a pretty good beer.
Yeah, I love it, man. You know, I mean, in PA, this runs $5.50 a bottle for a 22-ouncer.
What does the triple mean exactly?
Well, they make a double and a triple, which we shot it to that.
I don't know.
We probably should have, you know, done the double and the triple back to back.
Compared and contrasted.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, all that pretty much means to me as a drunk is high alcohol content, brother.
What does it mean in a taste and a beer aficionado sense?
More alcohol. That's it, bottom line. That's it, brother. All
right. So there's no flavor difference is what you're saying?
No, exactly.
Little flavor difference.
Little flavor difference, yeah. I mean, again, that's all up to the individual, too. I mean, what you might taste out of this could be completely different for me. So
I have to say, it has quite the taste. It's very, it's strong, but it's good. But
that's
it's
the
good.
Whole point for Jolly
but
Head.
But it's good. No, it is strong, but it's good.
Yeah.
What do you mean? That's the whole point for me.
Well, I don't know. A lot of average beer drinkers, no offense.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
Like the strong beers. But they don't like the taste.
No, I like the taste.
It's a very smooth taste for as high as alcohol content as it is.
I'm just saying compared to beer that I've drank. And,
right.
You know, it has a quite distinct.
It's very smooth for the alcohol content.
And it is smooth.
That's the bottom line.
It's not something that you would back off from.
Right,
you wouldn't drink it and say, ooh, it's a good taste.
Yeah, I mean, if the average beer drinker wanted a high alcohol content beer that was smooth, this would be it.
It almost has a vanilla kind of
Yeah, there's
flavor.
A little bit of vanilla in there, yeah. See, dude, you're becoming a beer snob.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
no,
you are, because you know what? Most average football beer drinkers would never catch that shit.
Viva Coors Light. No, I'm just kidding.
I will kill you.
He might do it, but...
Don't make me stop this beer podcast.
Hollow threats. Just drink your beer, bitch.
Cheers, brothers. All in all, I think... all three of us agree the Brother Davis Triple Abbey Style Ale from Anderson Valley Brewing Company is a good beer.
Definitely worth a visit.
It's a very smooth beer for the alcohol. I mean, usually when you get a high alcohol beer like this, you taste the alcohol in it. The aftertaste is heavy.
Right.
I mean, you'll have the flavors and the finish will be, holy shit, that's alcohol. But this one, I don't have that bad aftertaste of alcohol in it at all. It's nice and smooth, which, you know, brings me to the point of SIDT, and let's just fucking chug this.
Chug lug, bitches.
We're all about craft beer, but we're also about drunk.
I definitely can't taste the alcohol, but my body will notice.
My limbs are
good luck tomorrow, you bastards.
His limbs are heavy.
My limbs are heavy.
All right, kids. Ooh, that was a good chug. So what you learned this evening from us drunken assholes, you know, without Father Spoon's guidance, we had some Butt Monkey from PA Brewery, and we had a little Magic Hat HIPA. It's a great beer.
And that's,
highly recommend that.
MagicHat.net. Definitely worth a look-see.
Yeah, it's a great beer. And you know, we finished off the night with a high alcohol content Brother Davis Triple Abbey style ale, which is a Belgian style ale from Anderson Valley Brewing Company out of Boonville, California. Highly recommended.
Note to self, don't chug that. It's good, but don't, it's not for chugging. And it's not for amateurs. Don't do that.
Yeah. If you're a person getting into the craft beer scene.
If you like Coors Light, don't chug that.
I mean, this is a good beer if you're sipping it, but if you're in party mode, this is the wrong beer to chug.
You will be vomiting if you're in party mode chugging this beer. I promise
not about
you,
vomiting.
Someone will be ruining the day they invited you to their party. Don't fuck
yeah, up. And this is a 10% beer, so it will kill you.
If you've never had a 10% right. beer, yeah. don't fucking bother.
If you're not drunks like us, yeah, please refrain. But we're alcoholics, and don't try this at home.
What do you mean, man? I don't. I'm not an alcoholic.
You're a drunk. Alcoholics have to go on fucking meetings, right?
That's true. You beat me to the punchline, you prick.
Dude, that's an old joke.
I I'm rapidly approaching an old prick, okay? So.
He does like.
All right, so we had. Three beers tonight.
I
would like to thank Java Head and the Beer Jedi for joining us tonight. And, you know, we've had some requests for, you know, local Pittsburgh bands to be on our show. So I'm going to finish the night with some Mojo Filter. And this song is called Bon Scott. So enjoy, you fucks.
Peace out, bitches.
Later.
Kill yourself.